Okay. In what commune do you live? And what's the location and how long have you lived there?
I've lived there for...
What's the purpose or ideology of the group?
It's an extension of the...
Okay. I'm sorry, could you tell me what the purpose of the group is again?
Okay. It's a place for students to live and form an intentional community. Mm-hmm. Like, six students have the opportunity to exchange for...
It like it goes from it and then it stops.
Does it need batteries? Is it a battery then?
I brought extra batteries and I think. I guess it'll go from again. We'll see. The other day it was doing this, it was just sticking for some reason. Okay. So continue, you were saying that there are six students left.
Oh yeah, in the six students downstairs. And in exchange for a low rent and a place to live, we get, we do 3 hours of community service a week.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did it stop turning?
Yeah, it keeps turning.
Okay. Is it over?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay.
For now.
Alright. So... We do 3 hours of community service a week, and we make an agreement to have a meal, a 2-hour meal every week, and we take part in the chores, like we switch the chores around. And
do you know why it has its particular name?
I know that koinonia is, I think it's a Greek word from the Bible, and it means community. It's some kind of nice word.
Do you know the names of any of the founders or leaders?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry.
What do you think draws people to this particular commune?
I think a lot of people come because of the ECM, and because... Usually it's because they have friends who are involved. And,
this is so bad.
They have friends that are involved, or they, I guess it's mostly friends. Because it has a pretty good reputation that it had, as far as I know.
What do you think attracts people in general to communal living?
I think it's somewhat, it's different than having one roommate living in an apartment far away from the home. And it's not the same, I mean, it's not living in the dorms. So, for students at least.
You know what, I bet, I know what's happening.
Doesn't it usually turn off if someone's not speaking? Like when it gets quiet?
Well, I shouldn't have it on then.
Oh.
So, I'll just making sure that the click wasn't on the voice activation.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's fine.
So you were saying that it's not like having just one...
Yeah, I think it's not... There's less isolation
than
if you're living on your own.
any other reasons, in your opinion?
I think people generally desire to be in the community. At least in my experience, it's important to have a sense of community. So,
how did you get involved in communal living?
I needed a place to live, and I knew about koinonia, so I applied. Interview process.
Sorry, just keep going.
That's fine. I went through an interview process and they accepted me. So that's where I am now.
Did you have any predisposition to community? Like anything, were your parents involved in the community, any of your friends, anything like that?
Oh, not my parents, but I knew one girl who's maybe like 2 years older than me who lived there the year before. She's a good friend of mine.
Did you read any books or literature that influenced you when you began to live or continue, or as you've continued to live in community?
No, I've never thought about Quadernia as a commune.
Uh-huh.
I've just thought about it as like where I live,
mm-hmm.
or like my, I guess it's kind of distinct. I always think of communes as like from the 1960s or from like
mm-hmm.
We Love or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that stuff. So I've never really thought about it like that.
Does the current political climate have anything to do with the fact that you wanted to live in community?
I don't think so.
What is daily life like at Quadernia?
Daily life? It depends on, I guess, what day it is, who's around and who's not. It's usually, okay, I'll just keep talking.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't normally see people in the mornings, but in the afternoons, like once we're back from class, maybe during lunchtime or whatever, usually I'll see at least one person a day. And then in the evenings, it just depends. Every once in a while, maybe like, I mean, the minimum that I see people is once a week at the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And like this semester, some people are having like really hard schedules, so I don't see them nearly as much. But I think it depends a lot on, like, we'll go study together, or I don't know. A lot of times, most recently, we've been doing some practical jokes on each other, so that we see each other more like that.
I see. Would you explain? Let me think. Oh, never mind. How do people relate to each other in Quadernia?
For the most part, it feels like there are some people that get along better than others,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of it's kind of like a sibling bond,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a friendship, but it's not like we hang out, like it's not like we have same friendship circles or friends or, you know, like social circles. So it's more like, I guess I've never had, well, I had 3 roommates when I lived in the dorms, so it was similar to that, but I think it's different from roommates in that, that maybe we didn't choose each other,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like we were friends and we decided to be roommates.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that we happened to have the same interest in Quadernia.
Right. So. Okay. What's the food like?
The food? For every meal except for the one meal,
mm-hmm.
we prepare our own food.
Mm-hmm.
So we share refrigerators. There's 2 refrigerators. No. 2 people for every refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
and but on the one that we do have the meal together,
mm-hmm.
It rotates. Each person cooks, so like once every 6 weeks we'll have to cook,
mm-hmm.
and usually we eat spaghetti because it's cheap.
Yeah,
but it's. The kitchen's dirty.
How are chores and housework handled?
It's rotating. It rotates along with the meals,
mm-hmm.
so that the person who has to cook the meal doesn't have to do the chores that week.
Mm-hmm.
So the chores are divided up for the other 5 people,
mm-hmm.
and it just rotates on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm. What's the economic arrangement?
Like, there's no sharing of money with everyone. Like, everyone has their own. I know, I guess, some communes, like,
mm-hmm.
have collective like resources or whatever, but ours are individual. Everyone has their own finances.
Okay. What's the governing structure, or what is the, like, a governing structure, I guess? What would you say?
I guess it's consensus.
Mm-hmm.
When, if there is a problem, we'll usually call in Thad, who's mm-hmm. the campus pastor,
mm-hmm.
and he acts as, like, the facilitator for a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have, like, over dinner one week, we'll discuss whatever's going on. So it's not really, we don't have any, like, set rules or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like listen to people, use I statements, you know, just like communications.
Right.
Not really like rules or anything.
What, will you explain the membership policy in Kennedy?
Okay. Each semester or year, whenever a person decides they're going to leave
mm-hmm.
and not stay there the next term, we do interviews. We take applications and do interviews, and it's up to the current six members to decide who does and does not get accepted into the
mm-hmm.
community. So, no one outside has any say. It's Thad doesn't have any say. It's just the six of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of self-perpetuating in that way.
So what kind of things do you look for, like, when
in new members?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The most important thing, I think, is how well they'll get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big thing. And whether or not they'll be able to fulfill the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have what's called a covenant,
mm-hmm.
which is what we sign at the beginning, saying we'll be at the meals, we'll be at the orientation, like at the beginning
mm-hmm.
of every semester, there's like a day orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do our hours, our
mm-hmm.
community service hours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are there any, like, is there any visitor policy at all?
There is, if you're going to have a visitor for more than 3 days,
mm-hmm.
It's asked that you, like, after the third day, pay $10 a day for them to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're using, like, the water and
mm-hmm.
the non-air conditioning, you know, the,
right.
the heat or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Are there any sort of rules or agreements about dress?
Actually, we joked about it at
mm-hmm.
the beginning, because it was like, yeah, this is a nudist colony. There were, like, misconceptions. People were like, you're going to live in a nudist colony? Oh my god, you should not... I guess Sarah got a lot of trouble, or a lot of flack from that. Like, one of her math professors was like, I think they should be careful, that's a nudist colony. She's like, yeah, right, give me a break. But, so it's more of like a joke. We're dressed. I mean, we don't have any, like, we don't have any real dress policy, though.
So what's the relationship with the surrounding culture? Kind of like the same example that you said that the math professor said that he thought it was a nudist colony.
Oh, okay.
Have you encountered anything else like that? Or?
I guess the people I know most or like would talk to about it
mm-hmm.
are generally people who like regard the ECM as a good thing
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like, I know there are people on campus who are like, it's, I don't know, the devil or, you know, something terrible and really, I don't know. That,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of the word. But, as far as I know, well, the people I know think it's a good thing
mm-hmm.
and, like, have a decent regard for it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the cleanliness. I mean, that's the only thing. It's, like, kind of a pit, but.
So how is it handled, like, when if it gets dirty or if someone doesn't do their chores,
uh-huh.
like, how do you handle that?
Well, the procedure that we're supposed to use is just,
mm-hmm.
like, to confront them and say, do this, you
mm-hmm.
know, do your chores.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it doesn't get done, I guess talk to Thad and have a discussion
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But recently we've had, like, I was talking about the practical jokes.
Mm-hmm. They were kind of like chiding people. I think most often we just use like humor to like make them feel like goofy about not mopping the floor. Like, look at this, it's disgusting. I'm gonna have to use a toothbrush or you know, something like that. So it's not. There's no like set policy. I think it's just people interacting.
What kind of artistic expression is present in Colombia?
Well, there's kind of a hodgepodge of furniture and like old posters from people long since that have long since gone. We're allowed to paint our rooms whatever color we want. So one of my roommates' room is like bright lime green, and her bathroom is just really pretty blue. What else? There's not. I don't think any of us right now are like visual artists, so there's not that much going on. We make posters to tell each other to do the chores and nonsense like that.
What's the relationship between drugs and the community?
I don't think there really is one. I think there's definitely smoking culture going on because three of our roommates smoke. But as far as drugs go, it's not. I mean, I know it happens, but it's not like it's. It's not. I've never seen it, and it's not. It's not the center of our community.
What's the relationship between sexual expression and community?
I think people are very open about their sexuality, and I guess. There's no sort of relationship. I know we had a couple dinner conversations. We're supposed to have conversation every dinner. And so, like, maybe two of them so far this semester have been about sex or various incarnations of sexuality.
Is there any sort of a predominant sexual attitude in Colombia? Or, like, attitude about sexuality, I guess?
Yeah, I'd say it's very open and accepting of, like, sexual expression and including, like, I think I could say almost everyone there is, like a feminist and, if not gay rights activist, then at least gay rights supporter. So,
what are the best and worst things about living in a community?
I think the best is just the fact of community. It's like when like having people around, having six people around to rely on is really nice. And it's like they know what you're going through, whether it's like you're having a big test and you have to study for it, or you're crushed by something, or you're really happy this one day, or something makes you laugh. Like, they get to understand that. It ends up like, and they're people I wouldn't have been friends with otherwise, I don't think. And, I think that'd be hard to get. And then the worst? The worst would be, I guess differences in what constitutes clean. I think that's the largest complaint that anyone would, well, at least in Guatemala, that anyone would have. Maybe some people have a bad experience, but I think overall, it's like, the kitchen's filthy. I can't cook anything. I can't make any food. So, other than that, I guess.
I was just wondering, does Colombia try to use any alternative power sources or anything for its energy?
No, I wish it did. But I don't I don't think it does.
Okay.
We don't have air conditioning. But that's just because the air conditioner broke, so.
No.
It's not like
not too concerned.
Yeah, we're like, oh, we're great.
And does the group garden at all?
Yeah, we just started a garden project. Mm-hmm. I guess in the past there have been gardens, but as the community changes and like mm-hmm. people move out and new people move in, I think it's gotten started several times and mm-hmm. left to like just die out. Mm-hmm. So there's like, you can tell where the garden used to be and like where the fence still is, but we're gonna, we planted stuff, so we kind of started up again this semester. Mm-hmm.
So why have you decided to leave Koinonia?
For me, it was, partially I wanted to have an experience with like a real landlord, mm-hmm. quote unquote real landlord, mm-hmm. just because in Koinonia and at the ECM it's pretty lax. Like it was pretty much like, oh, well, do what you want. I mean, as long as you paid your bill, mm-hmm. as long as you, you know, I mean, there are certain requirements, but it wasn't like a strict thing at all. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to have that experience. And also, I was kind of tired of the kitchen and tired of being frustrated by other people. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, I'll miss having so many people around and just like having people walk by and mm-hmm. saying hi and you know having conversations, but at the same time I think it's gonna be really nice to have just one roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
would you consider your participation in Koinonia a success or a failure?
I think it's been a success. Mm-hmm. I came with the goal personally to be more assertive
mm-hmm.
and. Well, to be open and, like, honest about mm-hmm. what was going on in my life. I think I did that. The assertive thing, I've been trying, and it's mm-hmm. mostly come up with, like, the, like, do your chores.
Yeah.
So, I've been trying. So, I think it's
Do you have any documents from your communal living experience? Like, documents about Koinonia?
Mm-hmm.
And would you be willing to share them in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I hope I didn't already recycle them, but I think I saw them.
Okay.
Like, when you do the orientation, that gives you, like, the history. So I should mm-hmm. know who founded it, like, in 19-something, oh-something.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, how it progressed and how the ECM was built in the place mm-hmm. and in 1960 and all that, and
right.
how it evolved. But I just never read it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I haven't, yeah.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much.
Oh, awesome.